The Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Fellowship Home Loans. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brant's book, Blessed Are the Misfits, go to BrantHanson.com.
It's the biggest question of all time, and I'm not exaggerating. It is the biggest question that you can possibly ask or answer. And we talked about this question because on our podcast, we talked about this. I've written about this. There's some high-profile people who've announced, I'm not a Christian anymore, mm-hmm. on social media. What's missing is this question. Who do you say that Jesus is? Mm-hmm. Because when you became a believer, you usually talk about Jesus going into it. Mm-hmm. I believe that he's the Christ, the Son of the living God. I believe he's the Messiah. He's the Lord. Mm-hmm. Jesus is Lord is so central. Those three words mm-hmm. are everything. Either I believe it or I don't. And if I believe it, I don't walk away because of some hypocrites. Mm-hmm. He's still Lord.
That's true.
And if I don't believe it, even if there aren't any hypocrites, I'm like, mm-hmm. well, I'm still not.
Right.
Like, but they don't address it.
Yeah, because that's a great point, is if you started your walk with those words,
yeah.
to end it, you would have to say, you should say the opposite of those words. Yeah. I no longer believe.
Right. What do yeah. you? Who do you think he is? So yeah. Jesus asked that question of his own best friends.
Yes, he does.
At the end of his earthly life before his crucifixion, there's Pontius Pilate going, I'm just going to kick the can down the street. I'm not going to mm-hmm. say. I don't know what to do with you. Mm-hmm. I don't know what to do. But we associate that with cowardice.
Yeah.
Like, dude, just tell us. What do you think about Jesus? This other stuff. Okay. Fair enough. Mm-hmm. Where are you on the Jesus thing? That's always the question. Who am I going to say he actually is? Welcome to you.
Can I bring up the fact that, ask you a question. Mm-hmm. When you have, like, a nice jacket or something like that, mm-hmm. do you feel compelled to tell people how little it costs?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, and you know what I heard? I got this response back from Scott, who lives in Indianapolis, who mm-hmm. noticed me doing that on the air.
Okay.
It's a very Midwestern thing. Mm. So other people don't understand it, but I do. Somebody compliments it. I need them to know.
Why?
Yeah, this thing cost me $40. Please okay. don't think it's just that too big for your britches thing or something.
That's interesting.
I feel that way about everything I have.
Okay.
Like my used car, it looks nice.
Yes.
But it costs way less than a Hyundai. Mm-hmm. And I need people to know that. Like,
okay.
We had guests here yesterday mm-hmm. and like I have this car, but I only paid cash and it was less than our used car.
Yeah, like, give all of that.
Yeah.
Then so, you feel like that's a Midwestern thing.
Yeah, I think okay. so. Because apparently no one else is really out there doing it.
So. Well, there's a whole bread basket there in the middle of people who are doing it, I guess. I just noticed it because my background would be the opposite.
Ah, interesting.
So that people would want to know that this,
you really.
I promise you this jacket cost $2,000.
Yeah.
Like somehow, some way get in there how right. much it was, not how little.
Yeah, you know, I feel compelled to slip the words TJ Maxx in there.
And clearance.
I can't help it. We were just talking about the biggest question in the world, and that is, who do you say that Jesus is? Who is he? And I'm not trying to put you on the spot as you're listening. It's like, for me too, this is the biggest question. Is he the king or not? Is he the Lord or not? If he is, it changes everything. If he's not, it changes everything too. Bottom line. So it's interesting because I think a lot of us have this desire to have some of the stuff that Jesus offers, like, oh, we like the peace thing, or we like the justice thing, or we like the you know, his gifts, or, you know, love your enemies. We might like that in theory. It was like, yeah, but is he the king or not? Like, you can't have the kingdom without the king. So that's always the referendum. Like, hey, if we agree on that, that he's the king, the rest of the stuff we can sort out. Mm-hmm. Like, because we're going to be humble in front of that and go, well, the king can shape us and change my mind. Like, then we're cool. But if we don't agree on that, well, then this other stuff, like, man, I don't know. Just so you know, it is true. We do look incredible here. And I know it's hard on radio.
What?
You can't take it in. Well, you're wearing a very complimentary color.
Thank you. I appreciate
that. Red.
Thank you.
I'm wearing this very complimentary color, this burgundy.
Yes, burgundy. It's a great jacket.
Sport coat. Thank you.
As soon as I came in the studio, I complimented it.
Yep, got it on too.
Yeah.
But I don't have to say that every time. yeah, but clearance.
Clearance.
Anyway,
okay.
It's very, very nice.
Yes.
And
yeah.
We do videos. We're pumping out the videos.
Yes, we are.
So if you want to see stuff, it's on YouTube, Brant Hansen channel. There's Brant Hansen on there. Mm-hmm. And you can see our show like on video, and you get to take this in.
And so, so people aren't getting the full experience, what you're saying.
I feel like it. I mean,
they need a little more.
This is why I upped my game. It's because the camera's in here.
That's why the jackets and the nice shirts. Yesterday, you had a very nice shirt
Thank
on.
You.
Okay.
I'm trying really hard, you guys.
Appreciate that and participate.
Yeah, please.
Please
take it in and subscribe to the YouTube channel if you want to see some of this. I have some good breaking animal news. I'm so excited about this. This is one of the features of the show. God created animals. I like them. He said they were good. Why can't we cover their news stories?
Hmm? Well, because it's sometimes not always relevant to what we as humans are doing.
Wrong. Very relevant. For example, today's story. Okay. Airlines run by what? Humans have decided that many horses are okay as service animals on the plane. If somebody brings a horse on the plane, it's okay.
That's ridiculous.
Don't be okay. That's really interesting. No. So, your reaction. That's really interesting.
Like,
to me, I see a mini horse. I'm like, that is awesome. There's a horse on board. I feel great about that. Yep. Somebody's happy. It's their service horse.
Where is a mini horse going? But the aisle.
Okay, I have questions for you then.
Okay.
All right. So do you, I guess you want, maybe it's not a question, more of an observation.
Oh, good.
I think Sherry wants a scene at the airport where there's a horse tearfully saying goodbye to his owner and the owner tearfully saying, I guess you want that scene at the airport, at the gate.
I prefer that scene than the horse in the
you
aisle.
Want, she actively wants
okay,
a scene
right.
where there's a sad horse in the airport saying goodbye to its owner.
Everyone
that's
else
what
is
she
crying
wants.
And
she actually actively wants that to happen. Wow. It is time for Brant's Three Things. So glad you are listening right now. The three things, by the way, are three things you can do right now about anxiety. This comes up a lot because people are super anxious. Mm-hmm. Our culture is super anxious. People are struggling with this. Counselor's office is full of one appointment after another. So this may be something you struggle with and you're so not alone. But the first thing you can do right now is speak to it. Mm. There are examples. We talk about this on the show. There are examples in the Bible where the guy who's writing Psalms, David, for instance, is actually telling himself, why are you downcast? Why are you going through this? You don't need to be anxious. What is your problem? God is good. Put your trust in Him. You can do that. My wife learned this for going back to sleep, and I think it's brilliant. She said, if I'm anxious, I can't get back to sleep. She heard this from a counselor. Deep breaths, so nice, deep, flowing breaths, and then just keep adding to the list of why you're thankful. And just keep doing it until you're asleep. She says it works so well. And look, we all deal with anxiety at one level or another, but that's what you're doing is you're speaking to it when you're listing all these things you're grateful for. One great idea, and I actually learned this from producer Sherry.
Oh.
Go back over incidents in your past where God has been faithful to you. Maybe you've known God for a while, but you can look back and say, wait a second, I was anxious about this and that worked out okay. I thought that might happen and it didn't. I was always worried about this when I was a kid and it didn't happen. I was there's so many things that you can retrace because you don't want to act like you just landed on this planet and you've got no history with Him.
Yeah.
Because that'll drive you crazy. That's one reason it's great to journal. I don't, being a hypocrite here, but Sherry does. Again, I'm passing this along from her. My wife writes things down too. It's very helpful. You can look back at all those other things that you were like, and find out He was with you then, and you know what? He's still with you. We kind of joke about this on Monday because we play the Monday traditional song, and I'm like, hey, if you tap your foot or sing along, it'll help you feel it. But it's true. There's something about singing that we're all supposed to do it. And what's weird is it doesn't say, there's been musical instruments for a long time, but it doesn't say in the Bible, you better play this instrument. But sing is in there 85 times or something like that. I counted. Sing, even if you're not good at it. Anxious people don't sing. They don't naturally break out in song.
That's a good point.
Right. When people are whistling while they work, you don't think, that guy's stressed out. Mm-hmm. There's something musical happening because you're not a slave to your anxiety. And just hearing yourself sing, especially the words to the songs on this station. We talked about gratitude a minute ago. But if you're singing gratitude, like I know this, like for myself, it's very difficult to be anxious and singing words that are like, thank you, Lord, at the same time. So thankful for everybody who listens to our podcast. Also, the guys at Fellowship Home Loans, they help people. They come up with creative ideas to help you with your mortgage or your refinancing. They listen. They enjoy their customers. I just really appreciate them. Mike and Brian are the guys at Fellowship Home Loans. They're fantastic. If you want to talk to them, you can. It's 800-804-SAVE for Fellowship Home Loans. We so appreciate them sponsoring the podcast and believing in what we do. 800-804-SAVE or, so simple, fellowshiphomeloans.com. You may not know this, but we're so excited about it. Everybody who's listening to the show is going to get listener uniforms. They are state of the art. Yes, they will be mandatory. You will have to wear them. Yes, they are a little snug. Well, all of that stuff's been worked through. They're outfitted with an exoskeleton, biorhythmic scanners, all sorts of stuff.
Okay. It's been a while since.
Yes, but there's a delay, and there's a good reason why.
Another delay.
Yes, but the delay is because we have people going, hey, I want to get my listener uniform. Yes. When's it going to show up?
You've been promising it for a long time.
I know, but we are very excited about this. I have an announcement to make about the listener uniforms. We're pretty pumped about this. The listener uniform update, we're adding something new and fresh to it. It is called Skin 2. They just made this, but it's fabric that comes preloaded with healthy probiotic bacteria. So your uniform will be laden with bacteria. Okay. And it's to help everybody just smell super fresh, actually. So it's not, you may hear bacteria and go, oh, I don't want a bacteria-laden uniform. That's mandatory.
Most people wouldn't.
Like other radio shows don't make me wear bacteria-laden anything. Why are you? Because this is state-of-the-art. They just came out with this, and researchers are super excited about it.
So there is a delay because you have decided to put bacteria in our listener uniforms.
Yep. So that's the good news.
Okay, that's the good news.
We're excited about it, too. I know you're excited about it, and we're excited about it. Maybe you can relate to this. You don't have, like, a big conversion story. There's a lot of people listening who are believers. Some people aren't. But there's among the people who are, there are some people that have amazing stories about becoming believers. Like they went from this lifestyle and everything changed. Some of us, I was talking to a friend about this yesterday, like we don't have a big story about that. So we can see stories in the Bible, like the prodigal son, where this guy goes out and lives this ridiculous lifestyle and then has to turn around. Now he's got this story. You look at it and go, man, I wish I had that story. I'm not sure we don't have that story.
Ah, that's interesting.
Because remember how Jesus is puts everything on the same moral playing field. It's like, if you ever thought about doing this, you did it. If you ever thought about, you ever hated somebody or guilty of being a murderer, like so we have to say, I'm guilty of that. So I guess the fact that he still loves us, there's your great story. Even if you never didn't do it. In our minds, we know all this stuff and that we'd be hideously scared of having it exposed to people, all that stuff. And yet he still loves us. That's a great story. Because that's amazing that he still loves us. Well, it's in the news. I guess they need to go over the rules again for some of the people who drop off Amazon packages.
Okay.
Because like this one, they dropped off a package and then took a... They dropped off something on the porch and then took the bike that was already on the porch. And
as their
took
own?
It. Yeah, like put it in the truck and then drove off.
I'm sure that's not in the rules for Amazon delivery.
Right.
You're not supposed to take something.
I understand. It probably gets confused. The police are involved. But
as they should be.
Yeah, they shouldn't be taking stuff off your porch.
Right, right.
Just leave it there. So, like, warehouse, pick up, warehouse, and then house, leave.
Drop, right.
Right.
Warehouse, pick up.
House, drop.
Drop off, yeah.
Where, so it has where in it.
Yeah.
That's where you take, no take, if no where in the house. Okay? Maybe that's
it's a nowhere, difficult concept.
No take.
Yeah.
Maybe a bumper sticker, put it on the dash. It doesn't have where in it, means you don't take this stuff, you just leave stuff, okay? Let's say that you struggle a little bit with stress, a lot of us do. They say, do not look at your emails at night. Just don't. Why? Don't. Somebody emailed you, you can look at it tomorrow morning.
Okay.
You look at it tonight. And that's so true.
I'm horrible at that.
Yeah. But like even right before bed, like, oh, this is kind of true. Oh, wish you didn't see that. Because the emails, even if I don't open it, I can see the first couple lines. It's Brant, I didn't want to tell you this, but dot, dot, dot.
Yeah.
Brant, we were so disappointed when you dot, dot, dot. Brant, contrary to what you apparently think, dot, dot. Oh, man.
All of those are going to impact
now,
sleep.
Now I'm like, what is the rest of it?
This has been the Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Fellowship Home Loans. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brant's book, Blessed Are the Misfits, go to BrantHanson.com.